让我们一起来读今天的经文。
I will first read it in English, and then I will ask Sister Fanan to read it in Mandarin.
我将会先来读英文的部分，再请翻译来读中文的部分。
Today's scripture reading will be from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to chapter 6, verse 3.
今天的经文是希伯来书五章十一节到六章第三节。
I will be reading from the NIV version.
我会读新国际版。
We have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you, because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature,who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so.
希伯来书五章第十一节到六章第三节，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样洗礼，按手之礼，死人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, I put our time into your hands and may you be glorified. And as we meditate on your word, please speak to us through the Holy Spirit. And pray for those who are not among us today, except for those who have gone to the retreat in New Jersey. May you bless them mightily and bless the speakers and all those in charge. And for those who are not able to be here because of sickness or spiritual weakness, I pray that you minister to them. And I pray today as we observe the Holy Communion that we'll revisit what your death meant for us. And may we be encouraged by your love. And I praise you for the ability to serve with Sister Fanan and thank you for her faithfulness and her gift. And I pray that we serve in unison and may you be glorified today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we are going to look at one topic, growing up, advancing to perfection.
今天我们要来看这个主题，长大成人，迈向完全。
Let's look at the main focus of the sermon today.
让我们来看今天讲到的重点。
The focus will basically answer one question.
今天的重点基本上是要回答一个问题。
What are the characteristics of a mature believer?
一个长大成人的信徒，他的特点是什么
？In other words, a grown-up Christian, how does he or she look like?
另外一句话来说，就是一个长大成人的基督徒，他看起来应该是怎么样呢
？Let's look at the scriptural background of the passage.
让我们来看今天的经文背景。
Today's passage is taken from the book of Hebrews.
今天的经文是从希伯来书出来的。
The theme of the book of Hebrews is the Lord Jesus is better than all.
希伯来书的主题是主耶稣比一切更美。
When you read the book,
当你读这本书时
you find out that the author compared Jesus with many things.
你会发现作者把耶稣跟很多事物来比较。
With many people in the Old Testament.
特别是跟旧约里面的很多人来比较。
The author came to one conclusion.
作者来到一个结论。
Jesus is better.
主耶稣更美。
When you read the book, the phrase,Better than.
当你读这本书的时候，你会发现更美这个词
occur 12 times in the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书里面出现了十二次。
The author is very intentively try to say that Jesus is better than all.
作者非常非常的注意，要来说明主耶稣比一切更美。
And when you look at the book of Hebrews, the outline is very clear.
当我们来看希伯来书的分段时，它是很清楚的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 7.
从第一章到第七章。
The author said that Jesus is a better savior.
作者提到耶稣是更美的拯救者。
And then from chapter 8 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 18.
从第八章第一节到第十章十八节
，Jesus is the better covenant.
耶稣是更美的约。
And then from chapter 10, verse 19 to chapter 13, verse 25.
从第十章十七十九节到十三章二十五节
，Jesus is the better way.
耶稣是更美的路。
The author is trying to address to some Hebrew Christians.
作者是讲的对说说话的对象是希伯来信徒。
The believers had accepted Christ.
这些信徒他们已经接受了基督。
But they faced opposition from the fellow people.
但是他们受到许多人的抵挡。
And because the knowledge about the truth is very shallow.
因为他们对真道的了解还是很浅的。
So they try to fall back to the old beliefs.
因此他们常常想要回到过去的信仰。
And also some are being swayed by heresies.
有一些人受到异端的影响而摇摆。
And because of that, the author wrote to them.
因着这些原因，作者对他们写这封书信。
Chapter 5, verse 11 to verse, chapter 6, verse 20.
从希伯来书五章十一节到第六章二十节。
Is called the Hebrews' third insertion of warning.
这里面有希伯来书的第三个插入的警告。
When you study the book of Hebrews, it's very interesting.
当我们来读希伯来书的时候，很有趣的一件事。
They often talk about something.
作者常常提到一些事情。
And then they would change and insert a warning.
然后突然他就插进了一个广告，一个警告。
There were five of them.
总共有五个。
And then the third warning was about, you have to avoid, being immature and you need to grow up.
第三个警告就是你必须要长大成人。
Because the author talk about a person called Melchizedek,
因为作者在这个地方提到了麦基洗德这个人。
For the Jewish people, for somebody to be high priest, you must come from the Levite tribe.
对犹太人来说，如果你要当祭司，你必须要从利未族出来的。
They all know that Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, right?
他们都知道耶稣是从犹大支派出来的。
How could somebody from the tribe of Judah become the great high priest?
怎么一个犹大支派的人可以成为一个大祭司呢？
He was not from the Levite tribe.
他并不是利未族的人。
Because he became a high priest according to the order of the priesthood of Melchizedek.
但是耶稣成为祭司是按着麦基洗德的等次的。
And they often realized that the audience didn't know what he was talking about.
而读者他了解到，写作者了解到那些读者并不明白他在讲什么。
So he inserted a warning and told them that the danger of being immature.
因此他插入这一个警告，来告诉他们说不成熟的危险性是什么。
Chapter 5, verse 11.To chapter 6, verse 3 has a main focus.
第五章十一节到第六章三节里面有一个中心思想。
Leaving childishness and approaching perfection.
就是要脱离幼稚，迈向完全。
Let's go to the content of today's passage today.
让我们来看今天的内容。
What are the characteristics of a mature believer?
一个长大成人的信徒有什么特点呢？
From the passage, we know that mature believers are attentive listeners.
从今天的经文我们可以看出来，长大成人的信徒他有一个特点，就是听得进去。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
第五章十一节。
We have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
The author realized that one of the difficulties was he talked about some hard truth.
写作者他明白到一个事情，就是有一些真理是很难明白的。
You know when somebody is sleeping during the Sunday service?
你知道当有人在主日崇拜当中睡觉的时候
The first person to be blamed is the preacher.
第一个要去责怪的人就是讲道的人
The preacher will be responsible for putting people to sleep.
这个讲道的人呢他要负这个责任就是把听到人弄到想睡着了
Many people said to me that Pastor Hui, you are a good speaker.
很多人对我说许牧师你是一个好的讲道者
I was so happy. I'm a good preacher.
我很高兴，因为我很会讲道。
And then they told me, you know why you're a good preacher?
然后他们告诉我说，你知道为什么你是一个很会讲道的人呢？
Because all other preachers I fall asleep, but when you preach, you are loud. I cannot sleep.
他说我听别的牧师讲道，我都会睡着，但是因为你讲话很大声，所以我都不会睡觉。
A teenager said to me, "You are the best."
有一个年轻人对我说，你是最好的。
You have a lot of funny stories.
因为你有很多有趣的故事。
So I am a good preacher for the wrong reason.
所以呢，我是一个很好的、很会讲道人。可是那个理由其实是很不好的。
But you know, sometimes I have to say I find truth that even I myself find it difficult to understand.
但是我必须要告诉你们，有时候我自己都觉得有一些真理是很难讲明的。
So the truth is hard to make clear.
有时候真理是非常困难解释明白的。
How could Jesus of the Judah tribe?Be a high priest.
为什么耶稣他是属于犹太族的人，他可以成为一个大祭司呢
？Very difficult.
非常难。
I still find it very hard to explain about the Trinity. I still find it difficult.
我到今天也觉得说要讲明三位一体这个真理是很难的。
I never talk about Trinity. Not that I don't believe. I don't talk about Trinity in the Sunday service.
我都没有在讲道当中提到三位一体，不是因为我不相信。
I talk about it in Sunday school.
我不在讲道中讲，但是我在主日学的时候讲。
It's difficult.
因为这是很难的一个。
Then I would say to myself, it's difficult. I can, you know, say more.
然后要讲多一点也是很难，不是三言两语可以讲的。
The author said, truth that needs much explanation.
作者他讲到说，这个真理也不是三言两语可以解明的。
The author has much to say.
作者有很多话要说
But then after much to say, he still finds it hard for his audience to understand.
但即使他说了很多，他还是发现很多事情读者很难明白的。
I have to make a confession, you know.
我必须要向大家表明。
My standard as a good speaker at one time.
我曾经认为一个好的讲道者的标准是
He must be on time.
他必须要讲得很准时结束。
I do not like those preachers who say that lastly.
我不喜欢一些讲道人就说最后。
And then he spoke for another half an hour.
他讲到最后的时候还讲了半个小时。
And then he would say in conclusion.
然后他会说结论是。
But then when I read this passage, I find out that I should be more forgiving.
当我看到这段经文以后，我发现我要更多的来谅解那些
讲员。The preacher had a good heart.
那些讲员他们有一颗很好的心。
He has some important.Difficult truth to explain.
他有一些很难讲明的真理要来说明。
Therefore, he talked a lot.
因此，这个讲员就讲了很多。
One time, I was so angry.
有一次，我非常生气。
I asked speaker to speak for 45 minutes. He spoke for 2 hours.
我请一位讲员来讲45分钟，结果他讲了两个小时。
And then I realized that he really loved me. He wanted to explain. He wanted to say a lot.
然后我后来明白，他真的是很爱我，因为他希望要解释很多，让人明白。
He double his speaking time for me.
他把他讲到的时间拉长了两倍。
But then you know, difficult truth, we need attentive listeners.
然后我们知道吗？对于这些难明的真理，我们需要有听得进去的听众。
Don't switch off.
不要听不进去。
The author said, "Because you no longer try to understand."
作者说，因为你们听不进去。
And then realize that this sometimes the responsibility is not the speaker.
所以我们要知道，有时候这个责任不是在于讲员。
After I point the finger at the preacher, I point the finger at the audience.
我先把指头指向讲员，但是接着我要把指头指向听的人。
It's difficult to say, you know, what do you mean by don't try to understand?
很难明白说听不进去是什么意思。
And then there is a translation that explains.
这里有一个翻译来解释这个事。
NASB translates as dull of hearing.
这个听不进去呢，在有一个版本里面被翻译成是迟钝的听觉。
In chapter 6, verse 12, is the only time that word occurred in the whole New Testament.
在希伯来书六章十二节是唯一一个地方这个词出现在圣经里
面。It's translated as lazy.
这里被翻译为怠惰。
By saying do not try to understand means that it's lazy to understand.
所以当我们说你听不进去，其实是你懒得去听。
Sometimes I ask some people, why don't you stay for Sunday school? Why don't you come to Sunday worship?
有时候我问一些人说，为什么你不留下来参加主日学？为什么你不来主日崇拜呢？
That person is very honest.
那个人非常的诚实。
I'm lazy.
他说我懒惰。
Have you heard that? I don't come because I'm lazy. I'm sleepy.
你有没有听过人说，我不来是因为我懒惰，是因为我好睡？
And then I ask him, you know, what did you do last night?
然后我问他说，你昨晚做了什么呢？
I slept at 3 o'clock in the morning.
他说我是今天早上三点才睡。
And what did you do? I play online games.
他说我问你做什么？他说我在玩电脑游戏。
Of course, you cannot wake up and attend the service. You know, that you know, lazy is the reason to hide. You do not try to understand.
当然，你早上没有办法起来来上主来崇拜，所以懒惰就是致使你听不进去的一个原因。
So how do we apply today?
那我们今天怎么样来应用我们所听的呢？
For those who are of my age, know a person called Mr. Rogers. He has a program on PBS called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
如果你们的年纪跟我差不多，你们就会知道这位罗杰斯先生，他是在公共电台一个儿童教育节目的主持人。
You know, he's also an ordained minister.
他有主持一个节目叫罗杰斯的邻居，他也是一个牧师。
One time, he liked, when he was a Bible school student, he liked to go to different churches and observe.
当他还在读神学院的时候，他喜欢在礼拜天去不同的教会去听讲道。
One time he went to a church.
有一次他去到一个教会。
And then he wrote a comment. This is the worst sermon that I ever heard.
然后他说，这个是我听过最差劲的一个讲道。
And then he looked back, he saw his schoolmate.
然后他说，他转头的时候，他看到他的同学。
The lady was crying in tears.
那个同学坐在后面听了讲到感到感动到流泪。
And she told him that this is the best sermon that I've ever heard.
这个同学跟他说，今天的信息是我听到最好的一篇讲道。
They are both listeners.
他们两个都是神学院的学生。
But the other person listened and tried to understand.
但是其中有一个人，他去听，然后试着去了解。
She was an attentive listener.
他是一个听得进去的一个听者。
So a mature believer is also an attentive listener to God's word.
所以一个不成熟的信徒也是一个对神的话听不进去。
According to the passage, a mature believer are also actual adults.
根据今天的经文，一个长大成人的信徒也是一个灵得其实的信徒。
Chapter 5 verse 12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
An actual adult ought to be teachers.
一个名副其实的成人应该是一个做师父的人。
What's the meaning of by this time you ought to be?
学习的功夫是什么意思呢？
When I read the Chinese version, you know, 功夫, you know, are you talking about Bruce Lee?
当我看到这个翻译说功夫，想要说是真的在讲功夫打架吗？
It's not. It's about...No, the translation in English made clear by this time.
其实英文的翻译是更清楚的，是直到这个时间了。
According to the time you follow Christ, you need to be an adult.
根据你跟随耶稣基督的时间这样的长久，你应该是可以做师父的了。
You ought to be a teacher.
你应该是可以做师父的。
Somebody who tell other people about Christ clearly.
师父就是。你能够去告诉别人关于基督的事情，清清楚楚的讲明。
What are phony adults?
一个灵不服其实的人呢？
They remain as students of elementary truth.
他们就是还是一个最初阶的学生状态。
When my children were young, I liked them taking pictures when they are holding the milk bottle.
当我的孩子还小的时候呢，我很喜欢在他们手上拿着那个奶瓶的时候给他们照相。
Have you any picture of children holding the milk bottle?
你有没有任何的相片是你的孩子拿着奶瓶呢？
Have you ever seen a picture of an adult holding a milk bottle?
你有没有看过有一个照片里面是成人拿着一个奶瓶呢？
The same milk bottle.
是同样一个奶瓶。
Give you a different feeling, right?
给你有不同的感受。
It is cute for a baby, but it is puzzling for an adult.
你看到小孩子拿着的时候是很可爱的，可是你看到一个大人拿着的时候，你会觉得很困惑。
What is a phony adult?
一个不服其实的成人是怎么样呢？
They always learn elementary truth.
他们总是学习着神圣言小学的开端。
I like one translation, elementary truth, they translate as the ABC of the Christian faith.
我也喜欢一种翻译，就是把这个小学的开端，神圣言小学的开端，翻成是基督徒信仰的 ABC。
They need milk and not solid food.
他们只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
They compare two kinds of Christians.
作者在这里比较两种信徒。
The maturity doesn't depend on how long you become a Christian.
长大成人不在于你成为基督徒有多久。
You know, this year is a very special year.
今年是一个很特别的一年。
I've become a Christian for 45 years.
我已经做了基督徒45年了。
40 years ago, I entered Bible school.
40年以前我进入了神学院。
30 years ago, I got married. July 16, I got married 30 years.
30年以前，也就是今年的7月16号，就是我结婚30周年。
I have been ordained as a pastor for 20 years.
我被按立成为牧师有20年了。
Are those good things?
这些事情是不是都很好啊?
All these things I don't want to say too much.
这些事情其实我不想讲太多。
So what?
那又怎么样?
Those are good elements, but am I reflecting those elements?
这些都是很好的,但是我只是去回顾这些东西而已吗?
So don't pride on you being the founder of this church.
不要自以为傲地说你设立了这个教会。
Don't be proud. Somebody told me that our family has become Christian since the Qing Dynasty.
不要自以为荣的说，哦，我的家族从清朝就开始都成为基督徒。
We have been 5 generations of Christians.
我们已经是五代的基督徒了。
You know, that is the family that gave me a lot of headache.
你知道这样的家庭呢，给我很多头痛的。
Because they are phony adults.
因为他们是不服其实的成人。
You know what?Mature believers are actual adult.
一个长大成人的信徒呢，是一个名副其实，也就是名副其实的信徒。
What is today's application?
今天的意义是什么呢？
There is a book written by Dorothy Carnegie.
有一本书是卡内基夫人所写的。
The book name is "Don't Grow Old, Grow Up."
书名叫做《成熟靓丽的人生》。
When I mention about the so many anniversary of myself,
当我提到很多周年的时候，
you may think that, Pastor He, you are 80 years old. I don't look like 80 years old, right?
你可能以为说我已经80岁了，我看起来不像80岁，对不对？
I will be 60 years old next year.
我明年将会是60岁。
You know, when you reach certain age, you don't mind telling people how old you are, right?
当我讲到这个年纪，就是我不在乎人家说我的年纪的。
You know, before I'm 59, I thought that I'm so strong.
当我是59岁的时候，我还认为我很强壮。
My only problem is I'm too fat.
我的唯一的问题是我太胖。
You know, one day I realized that I'm really getting old.
有一天我真的觉得我老了。
You know how I know that?
你知道我怎么样发现的呢？
There was one time I looked down at myself, I saw my belly and I couldn't see my foot.
那就是有一次我往下面看，我只看得到我的肚子，我看不到我的脚趾头。
You know, often when I sit on my sofa working on my computer, I fell asleep without knowing.
很多时候我坐在椅子上，在电脑上面做事的时候，我就睡着了，自己都不知道。
So I said to my daughter, no, I think I'm really getting old.
所以我对我的女儿说，我想我真的是老了。
And then she said to me, don't say that, Daddy, it hurt me when you tell me you're growing old.
我的女儿对我说，爸爸，你不要这样说，你这样说就伤了我的心。
So I try to say, okay, growing old is a reality. I cannot avoid it.
所以我就想说这样说好了、老了是一个事实，我们没有办法避免。
But I need to grow up.
但是我必须要再继续成长。
Mature Christians are actual adults. They can be teachers and tell other people about the truth.
一个长大成熟的一个成人是能够做师父的，是能够告诉人关于基督的真理。
I want to show you a picture.
我想要让你们看一个图画。
You know who is on the right hand side?
你知道右边的那个人是谁吗？
What's his name?
他的名字是什么？
李连杰，对不对？ You know who is on the left hand side?
你知道左边这个是谁呢？
Yes, he's also 李连杰。
也是李连杰。
You know he's only 55 years old. He's look older than me.
你知道他只有55岁，但是他看起来比我
还老。I wonder why he had not have any movie recently.
我正在奇怪为什么他最近都没有什么电影出现。
And then accidentally, I found out that his doctor told me that if you want to live, don't act in any kung fu films anymore.
后来我发现他的医生告诉他说，如果你还想活的话，就不要再演任何的功夫戏了。
So I say, okay, everybody got old.
所以我在想，每一个人都会老的。
But not everybody grow up, amen.
但是并不是每一个人都会成长的。
Mature Christians need to grow up.
一个成长长大成人的信徒是需要成长
的。They can teach other people about the Christian faith.
他们可以教导别人关于基督信仰。
Thirdly, mature believers are acquainted distinguishers.
第三点，长大成人的信徒是一个熟练生巧的信徒。
Chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid food is for the mature.Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
第五章十三节到十四节，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
The passage emphasizes about not only about knowing, but also doing.
这一段的经文强调不只是知道，还强调要去做。
Mature Christians need to know about the truth.
一个成熟的信徒需要熟知真道。
You know about the truth?
大家都熟知真道吗？
There was a report about how well the American Christians know about the Bible.
有一个报道提到说，美国的基督徒对圣经的了解有多少？
A good number of people even couldn't know what the four Gospels are.
结果发现有很多人甚至连四福音书都不知道。
And many cannot line up the four Gospels in their order.
有很多人不能把四福音书照它的次序排出来。
They don't know the Bible, they don't know the truth.
他们不知道圣经，也不认识真理。
Mature believers know the truth.
一个长大成熟的信徒是熟知真理的。
But mature Christians also are acquainted with the truth.
而一个长大成人的信徒也是一个熟悉真道的人。
They constantly practice and use it.
他们不断地去用，去操练这个真道。
I think you recall one time of a classmate.
我记得有一次，我有一个同学。
You know, whatever you said, he would say, I know.
你知道你不管你说什么，他都说我知道。
And I got very frustrated.
然后我就很沮丧。
So after I said something, I stopped. And you know, he said, I know.
然后有一次我讲了一些事情，然后我就停了。然后我说你知道，然后他说我知道。
And then I make fun of him. What do you know?
然后我就嘲笑他说，那你知道什么？
And then for the first time, he said, I don't know.
然后他第一次说。我不知道。
You know, a mature Christian not only knowing you do it.
一个长大成人的信徒，他不只是熟知真道，他也是去做那个真道。
You know, these days you can go online and find a lot of good speakers.
今天我们都可以上网，可以找到很多很好的讲员。
But, you can know a lot about the truth. You can know a lot of truth.
但是你并不一定能够知道很多真理。
And it's even harder to practice the truth.
而要去实践这个真理是更难的。
A good acquainted distinguisher can distinguish good from evil.
一个熟练生巧的信徒是能够分辨好歹的。
What's the meaning of distinguish good from evil?
分辨好歹的意思是什么呢？
You can make a distinction between truth and heresy.
你可以分辨真理和异端。
And something that's right and wrong.
你也可以分辨是和非。
You know, there's a person, you know this person, his name is Ted Turner.
大家认识这个人吗？泰德·透纳。
He is the founder of CNN and also TBS.
他是一个电视新闻频道的新闻台的一个创立者。
He's known to be somebody who attacked the Christian faith.
他是以攻击基督信仰为闻名的。
One time he was getting an award.
有一次他在领一个奖。
He talked about heaven and hell.
他在领奖的时候呢，谈到了天堂和地狱。
He tried to convince other people why he preferred to go to hell instead of heaven.
他想要说服人，跟他们说去地狱比去天堂还好。
He said, "Who want to go to heaven?"
他说谁想要去天堂呢
？Heaven is so perfect.
天堂是那么的完美。
And nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect.
而没有一个人是完美的。
Heaven is going to be boring, boring, boring place.
而天堂将会是一个很沉闷、沉闷、沉闷的地方。
I like to go to hell.
我喜欢去地狱。
Because hell is so bad.
因为地狱是那么的差劲。
When I go to hell, I can improve the situation there.
当我去地狱，我可以把那里的情况改善。
I have to say in Mandarin, 这种啊，我步入地狱，水入地狱的这个观念啊。This thinking about if I don't go to hell, who would go to hell?
他好像很伟大，想要说我不入地狱，谁入地狱
？The thing that he said, is it totally wrong? Is there anything wrong? Is there anything right?
你们觉得他所说的完全都错吗？有对的地方吗？有错的地方吗？
Sometimes truth and heresy overlap.
有时候真理跟异端是有一些重叠的部分。
The difficulty is it's very difficult to distinguish between black and white.
最难的地方是能够分辨黑跟白。
I try not to be political, okay?
我希望我不是太政治化。
I'm very tired about the recently about the illegal immigrant.
我最近对这个移民的政策已经很厌烦。
Is it wrong to separate the parents and the children?
把孩子跟父母分开是错的吗
is it right to let the illegal such came in and seek asylum?
让那些非法的移民住进来，那是对的吗
It's a very difficult issue, right?
这是一个很难的问题。
What is black and what's white?
什么是黑，什么是白
？In current world, white become black and black become white.
今天的世界常常是黑变成白，白变成黑。
I heard the governor of New York said something like this.
我听到纽约的州长说这样的话。
Again, I'm not making a political issue, okay?
再次，我今天不是要引起一些政治问题。
He said it's good to legalize marijuana. You heard that?
他说把大麻合法化是好的。
The reason, you know his argument?
你知道他所要讲论的是什么吗？
If we make marijuana legal, we are going to have a lot of revenue from selling marijuana. You heard that, right?
如果我们把大麻合法化，我们就可以从这里赚取一些利润了。
When can we make something black into white because we can have financial gain?
我们为了要得到一些财务上面的收入，就把黑变成白，这是对的吗
？Mature Christians are acquainted distinguishers.
一个长大成人的信徒是一个能够熟练深巧的信徒。
You may say that, oh, your level is so high.
你可能说你的标准很高。
Oh, I'm always a baby holding a milk bottle.
我只是一个拿着奶瓶的婴孩而已。
The author said that mature believers are advancing, perfectionists.
而作者却在说，长大成人信徒必须要迈向完全。
Chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity.
6章第一节说，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
The author didn't expect us to be perfect.
作者并没有期待我们要成为一个完全的人。
But he expected us to advance towards perfectionism.
但是他却要我们能够竭力的进到完全的地步。
We need to move beyond the elementary teachings.
我们必须要超越那些初阶，离开该神圣言小学的开端。
What's the meaning of move beyond?
离开的意思是什么呢
？You don't stop at where you are.
你没有停在，你不停在你原来的地方。
You need to move on, move forward.
你必须要往前行。
So he interested.In whether you have grown compared to yesterday.
所以你 把你自己跟昨天比较，就可以知道你自己是不是有成长了。
You talk about the elementary teachings about Christ.
这里讲到基督道理的开端。
It mentioned about six things.
这里也讲到六样事情。
When I was a young Christian, I didn't really know. Are they really elementary teachings?
当我刚成为基督徒没多久的时候，我在想说，真的有这些基督小学的开端吗？
But then I make some research.
然后我就去查资料。
I talk about acts that lead to death.
然后我发现这里讲到死刑。
It appears again in chapter 9, the only time in Book of Hebrews.
这个死刑呢，在第九章也再出现一次。
Verse 21.
九章二十一节。
It doesn't talk about sinful behavior.
这里并不是讲到我们懊悔我们。懊悔我们做错事情的那个死刑。
It talked about things that people do themselves to try to gain salvation.
当时讲到人为了要得到救恩，自己努力要去做的事情。
If we try our own effort to gain salvation.
那就是我们用自我的努力想要得着救恩。
You know when we come before and the Lord's table and observe the Holy Communion.
当我们来到圣餐前要来领受圣餐。
It's an indication there's nothing we can do to gain Christ's salvation.
这是一个提醒，来告诉我们说，我们自己不能做什么来得着基督的救恩。
Here talk about cleansing rites.
这里也讲到洗礼。
When we talk about the cleansing rites, we think that we have the baptism, water baptism, we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right?
当我们讲到洗礼的时候，我们可能想到受洗的洗礼，或是圣灵的洗礼。
You know the word baptism here appear in the plural form.
但是在这里讲到的洗礼是一个复数的形式。
When the baptism appear in singular form, it refers to the water baptism.
当洗礼用单数的形式出现的时候，它讲到就是我们受洗的那个洗礼。
When we talk about plural baptism, it talks about many cleansing rites in the Jewish faith to cleanse their sins.
所以当我们看到这个洗礼是用复数的形态的时候，它讲的是，犹太。教里面的一些很多用手水洗的洗濯之礼。
So you see in chapter 9 verse 10.
所以当我们看到第九章第十节的时候。
It talk about cleansing rites. I think the translation make it right in Chinese.
这里是讲到诸般的洗礼，在中文的翻译是对的。
And then when you talk about laying hands.
然后再讲到按手礼。
We think, we lay hands when we send out people to be missionaries.
我们会想到说，当我们要差遣人去当宣教士的时候，我们把手按在他们身上。
We ordain a pastor.
或是我们按立一位牧师。
But then in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约里面。
The only time an Jewish male would lay hands on something, both hands.
唯一的时候，那个犹太人会把手放在一些人的身上的时候。
Include the Day of Atonement when the male adult laid the hands.On a sacrificial animal.
是在赎罪日，当犹太人把那个手放在一个要被献的牲畜的头上。
So at least three of the six talk about basic ways in the Old Testament to gain Christian the salvation of Christ.
所以这里讲到了三样，其实都是讲到旧约里面那些犹太人想要自己得到救赎的所做的这些仪式。
We talk about we don't use those old ways to gain.God's favor.
而写作者在这里是在告诉我们说，我们不要用，我们没有办法用自己的方式去得着救恩。
It talk about advancing to perfection.
他讲到的是我们要迈向完全。
What's the meaning of perfection?
完全的意思是什么呢？
Sometimes it's translated as mature. Sometimes it's translated as maturity.
有时候它翻译成是长大成人，有时候它是翻译成完全完美。
It appear another 12 times in Hebrews.
在希伯来书其他地方也出现了十二次。
It talk about mature, practical understanding about Christ and His work.
它这里讲到是对耶稣基督的工作，还有耶稣基督的美好有更深入的了解。
This kind of advancing need a lot of hard work.
这种进入完全是需要非常竭力的去得到。
It talk about striving.
讲到努力。
Striving meaning that you do your best to mature.
竭力的意思就是你尽你竭你所能的来去做到长大成人。
I like the saying, aim high, fly high.
我喜欢这样的一个说法，说瞄得高，飞得高。
One time I was asked to do baptism classes for a church.
有一次我在被一个教会邀请去教导受洗的班，受洗班。
And the one in charge asked me, Pastor, how many classes do you have?
他们就问我说，你总共有要上多少课呢？
10 classes.
我说要十课。
And then I could hear on the side, oh, 10 classes.
然后说哦，要十课。
So many classes.
这么多课啊。
And then I said to her, at the end, I also have a test, an interview.
好，我说我还跟他说，十课上完了以后呢，我还要考试，我还要跟你面试。
And then she said to me, can you make it easier?
然后有一个学生跟我说，你可以把它弄得简单一点吗？
When you make it so high, people cannot come into the church.
如果你把目标设那么高，大家都不能来教会了。
And then week after, I got a call from that church leader.
然后一个礼拜之后，我收到教会负责人的电话。
Ah, you live so far away, you need to drive 2 hours and a quarter to come to our church.
哦，牧师，你住得好远，你要开2个小时才能够
到教会。So I think I don't want to make it too hard for you.
所以我想不要为难你。
Oh, I found somebody else to do it now.
哦，我已经找到别人来帮我们教受洗班了。
Do I feel bad?
我感到很不好吗？
Am I trying to make them happy and say, oh, for you, I'm only have 3 classes and no tests.
那我那时候感受不好，可是我需要跟他说，哦，为了你，我只要把它弄成五堂课就好了，不用10堂课。
You know, if I don't make it high, when people come in the church, they just go out from the back door, right?
你知道，如果我不把目标设得高的话，当人进到教会，他们可能从后门就出去了。
You aim high, what happened? You fly high.
你瞄得高，会发生什么事呢？就是你会飞得高。
What is today's application?
今天的应用是什么呢？
I want to remember this picture.
我希望你们能够记得，记住这个照。
The picture really speaks to me.
这张照片真的是在对我说话。
Grow up, don't get fat.
长大而不要长胖。
There's a church with only about 200 people.
这里讲到有一个教会有200个信徒。
And this church in a very short time.Increased to 600 people.
而在很短的时间之内，这个教会就成长成600人的教会。
And his friend said, "Oh, you have done a good job."
他的朋友对教会牧师说，哇，你做得真好。
And the pastor was not happy.
但是牧师并不开心。
Yeah, the number has increased. The quantity has increased, but the quality has not increased.
牧师说，是的，我教会的量是增加了，但是我教会的质却没有增加。
The church has grown fat, but not grow up.
我的教会是长胖了，但是不是长大。
So I wish XOCL is a church that grow up, it's not a church that grow fat.
因此，我希望我们主爱之家是一个会长大而不是长胖的教会。
You know, I lost 40 pounds in 3 months.
你知道我在4个月里面掉了
40 pounds.
40磅。
And I told people, I am thinner by 1.5 inch.
我告诉人说，我现在是瘦了1寸半
，Not my waist, my neck.
不是我的腰，而是我的颈部。
Now I look down, I can see my feet. You know, I'm so happy.
我现在往下看，我可以看到我的脚趾头了，我非常的开心。
When I think about a church, you know, you think about a church, don't just grow fat, grow up.
所以当我想到教会，教会就是要长大，而不是长胖。
I'm determined to finish and take past that, so I skip that and come to the conclusion. It's really a conclusion, okay?
我决定要。结束的准时，所以我把最后一段 跳过去了。现在是结论。
Today's topic is growing up, advancing to perfection.
今天的题目是长大成人，迈向完全。
We say mature believers are attentive listeners.
我们说到长大成人的信徒是听得进去的信徒。
Hard truth.
难明的真理。
But you are attentive listeners.
但是你是听得进去的信徒。
Mature Christians are actual adults.
长大成人的信徒是一个灵得其实的信徒。
Actual adults are those who can be teachers.
灵得其实的信徒是可以做师父的。
Formally adults are those who have become a Christian for a long time, but they are still students of elementary truth.
名不符其实的信徒是做了信徒很久了，但是还是在最初阶的阶段。
Mature believers are acquainted distinguishers.
长大成人的信徒是能够熟练生巧。
Knowing and doing.
知行并重。
They can distinguish good from evil.
他们能够分辨好歹。
Mature Christians are advancing perfectionists.
长大成人的信徒是能够迈向完全的信徒。
They move beyond the elementary teachings.
他们离开道理的开端。
they advance to perfection, a true understanding and practice of the Christian faith.
他们是真正了解并且去行基督信仰的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。主，我们谢谢你，再次提醒我们，主，你拯救我们是完全你的恩典，不是我们自己能够做什么事情，或是我们自己能够有多好，能够得救。主，然而你向我们有更美好的心意，就是在我们得救之后，我们能够成长，能够像你，并且能够荣耀你。当我们能够这样行的时候，也是我们生命领受更多的丰富和富足的时候。主，谢谢你借着牧师的提醒，让我们知道我们不要再做一群只留在基督道理开端的人。主，也让我们不要做一群只是满足于现状的人，让我们愿意成长，让我们在主日当中或是各样的聚集里面，我们能够成为听得进去的人，我们听了领受了也能够去行，以致我们的生命就丰富，就能够荣耀，也能够祝福别人。求主你带领我们今天所听的能够领受，也能够存记心中。谢谢主引导我们，感谢祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。